Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another action-packed, high-energy episode of Experience Kills, in which me, your host Ben, and my partner in crime, my ever-present, how can I put this, person I couldn't do this without, Richard is with me as well.
I am here. This is the first time we've done one since seeing each other in person. Does it feel different to you?
It feels all the more intimate, shall we say, now that I know you cardinally.
Okay.
And we're back from our little summer vacation, and we're all kind of run down and sick, which is a brilliant place to be looking at video games. But I was fortunate enough to be able to take a look at Streets of Rogue on Nintendo Switch while on holiday, actually, which is the perfect use case of a game on Switch. And then also check out the Xbox version, which I know Richard's been looking at as well, when I return. So I think we're going to have a good idea of this small but very ambitious indie project brought to us by Matt Dabrowski and published by one of my favourite indie publishers. They're always amazing to work with and always put out great games, and that's Tiny Build. So whenever Tiny Build gets in touch with me about a game, I always listen and always want to take a look at it, because for the most part, they just don't put out crap. It's always something innovative in some form. And I think Streets of Rogue certainly pushes the boundaries of kind of like a pixel art roguelite into interesting, you know, avenues. What did you think, Rich?
You're further into this than me. Mm-hmm. My experience so far is one of, I suppose, being caught sideways by what the game actually is. So first up, we should explain the title. Mm-hmm. It sounds like it's going to be a Streets of Rage ripoff, right?
Well, you thought that.
Well, you can forgive me for thinking it, because it's called Streets of Rogue. It's almost the same spelling, and it has the same logo. So it's clearly angling for, it's riffing on that name. The game itself, however, is nothing like Streets of Rage. So I went into it thinking it was going to be one thing. It's something completely different. It's actually a roguelike top-down action game. It looks like the original Grand Theft Auto a lot.
I'd say it's more stylized. It's got kind of more of a minimalist vibe than trying to recreate like a intimate city. But yeah, it kind of wears its inspirations on its sleeve in that regard, I think. Matt Dabrowski has come out and said a few times that one of his big inspirations was Deus Ex, which should indicate to you kind of where we're going with intricate systems. And I think that, yeah, if you really thought you were going in for a Streets of Rage game, the fact that this is actually a highly connected system-based RPG is quite sort of off-putting if you're expecting a more simple experience, though I found you could play it relatively simply. For example, did you mess around with the modifiers?
Not too much yet, but I've seen that there's a bunch of different things available. So it starts you off in a sort of tutorial overhead map, doesn't it?
A pretty funny tutorial, I thought, as well. I chuckled.
Yeah, it's pretty well scripted. It's funny. It just leads you through this rudimentary map, showing you how the basic stuff like keys and doors, how all that works, how you can teleport to primary objectives, and just get down the basic controls. Essentially, it's moving around with the left stick. You can hit stuff with the right trigger, and it's predominantly a melee combat game, although there are projectile weapons.
Well, I played it ranged predominantly.
Oh, have you?
Yeah.
Oh, I've not been doing that. I've mainly been hitting stuff.
See, this is the thing. I think this is, like you said, the tutorial, it shows you the bare minimum to get you into the game, but then you are encouraged to experiment. And there are different character classes like thieves and hackers and soldiers. So you can play this game action-based, you know, guns blazing, Rambo killing everything in a level, blowing up all the walls, stuff like that. Or you can play it stealthy, or you can do a mixture of the two. And then there are more outlandish characters and strange subclasses you can unlock, which will further give you varieties and replays. It's important to note as well, each level, it's like this, I think it's described as a lasagna, layers of worlds that you go through, and each one is sort of randomly generated to a theme. And then you progress through it in completely different ways for each different run that you do. And the main connecting thing is there's this currency called chicken nuggets, which have been outlawed by this horrible mayor character because he doesn't like them, basically. So they've become very rare, and therefore that's your kind of continuous currency between runs. That's not unique. That's something you see in a lot of roguelikes. But I think the sense of humor and the ambition of the systems within the kind of randomly generated world certainly sets this game apart from sort of the other types of roguelikes I've played recently, which sort of lean more on Metroidvania inspiration rather than GTA and Deus Ex inspiration.
Yeah, I haven't read about the Deus Ex stuff, but that's interesting that was the inspiration. You can kind of see it, having been told that, because there is all these different systems. I naturally lent into it as a kind of stealth game, because there's plenty of sort of people milling around in this game, usually just minding their own business, right? Mm. And turns out if you start to aggravate any of them, not just by being violent or whatever, if you start like going into buildings that you're not supposed to, they all behave in a distinct way. So if the person owns the building and they see you going in it, they'll behave differently to someone just walking by who sees you going in.
Yeah.
And there's a depth to how the characters behave and the different things that you can do to interact with the people and the surroundings, that it does feel like a sort of Deus Ex experience, where you've got all these different options and you can play it in a multitude of different ways. You do have to resort to all guns blazing, chucking grenades around, or getting a machine gun out occasionally. But I tried to play it just using fists and taking people out like quietly in dark alleys, so I didn't have to upset the rest of the populace of the game. But yeah, it's interesting that you can try it in those different ways, isn't it?
Yeah, I think that's fascinating that you played it completely differently to how I predominantly played it. I think it's really the fun of it, actually, is how you can aggravate and break the systems, and like you were talking about, aggroing different NPCs in different ways and watching how their behavior creates sort of emergent moments. And I think the style of the game, this top-down cartoony pixel art, really encourages you to have fun with it and to experiment. It doesn't feel serious, even though actually, you know, if you thought about it, if it was a Deus Ex style presented to you in first person shooter with high resolution Unreal Engine 4 or whatever, you'd probably approach it really differently and slowly and carefully. But you don't have to. You can just break it and have fun with it, which I think is really cool and different.
Yeah. And it just has these moments of surprise, doesn't it? There was this mission where I had to get three people in this building and take them out. And there's all sorts of different traps and setups around this building. So you've got like laser tripwires and flamethrowers, stuff like that. And I thought, right, how am I going to get into this? Do I have to go around the rest of the level first and build up my arsenal before I go in and take them all out? And then I thought, maybe I'll just tap on this window. And it ended up smashing a window. Mm. And instead of having to go through the building, all the fellas just came out and I took them out outside. And it's clever, isn't it? That stuff like that just works, and it's full of little surprises like that. It's cool.
Just talking about different versions, I think definitely the game plays a little bit better on the home console than on the Switch, performance wise. But you know, the sort of slowdown that I noticed a few times on Switch wasn't terrible. It didn't, you know, massively adversely affect the enjoyment of the game. And it's actually a pretty cool kind of game to play in handheld mode on the go. While, you know, the ever-present problem of ports onto Switch of, you know, text being difficult to read because it's so small is present, it's not impossible. There are actually at times quite a lot of menus to dig through in this game, inventories and stats screens and traits and upgrades, and there is a fair bit of complexity in there once you really start digging into what you can do within the systems and stuff like that. I have to say though, Rich, if you haven't had a chance to mess around with the modifiers, there's a lot of really fun daft things you can do to customize your runs in really just cheat modes, basically. Which I had a lot of fun with, so I definitely recommend checking that out as well.
Yeah, the modifiers, from what I've seen so far, they sort of change the experience up as you go. So although there's plenty of variation in the game as it comes, The more you progress and the higher levels you reach, both in terms of the floors that you get to and the level of your character, you can unlock more perks for your character that make them immune to lasers and all sorts of different things like that. So it changes your tactics as you go through. So there's a wealth of stuff to experiment with from the get-go, and that just changes over time as well. So it feels like there's a lot in there, but it sort of ekes it out to you gradually, doesn't it?
Yeah. So I don't think there's a lot more to say, because it's one of those games which has got infinite replayability, which has a huge amount of variety in gameplay on offer. So it's not like, you know, you can play it for 20 hours and I can give you an exhaustive review. But basically, what I would say is that if you are looking for a slightly different roguelike experience with interconnected RPG systems and lots of sort of different NPC behaviors, there's no game really like this on the market other than Streets of Rogue. And I think it's well worth checking out pretty much on any platform if you are looking for a slightly different experience this summer, especially while we have a little bit of a quiet time right now between big releases.
Yeah, I mean, one thing I'd say against Streets of Rogue is that the gameplay itself doesn't feel all that tight, so that's partly down to me playing it as a melee game perhaps. But it doesn't feel exactly precise or particularly rewarding as a melee combat experience. The main thing that you'll get out of this is the complexity of the systems and the interaction between them. It comes up with some interesting scenarios, so it's fun to see those emerge.
I would agree. Yeah, I mean, it does feel kind of loose, but at the same time, I feel like that might be a design choice.
You think?
Yeah. I feel like it's intentionally chaotic. It kind of wants you to have to react and deal with, you know, mistakes that you may have made due to the kind of slightly slapstick nature of the entire game.
I guess so. But then you've got things like Mr. Shifty, which you've both played on Switch, that have the same kind of feeling of you know, controlled environments suddenly spiraling out of control, and the, you know, the chaos and violence that ensues, that feels much more measured even in those moments, and it's all about keeping that composure, whereas this just feels a little bit too loose in those situations.
I think, well, the difference there is Mr. Shifty is a one-hit kill situation, so it's more like a precise puzzle game than an action game, whereas this is actually very forgiving in the amount of damage you can take and, you know, the health pickups you find throughout the levels and stuff like that, especially early on. I'm sure things get more challenging as you progress through the levels, but yeah, I feel like it's actually intentionally wants you to F up and to just deal with it.
But yeah, it's an interesting experience nonetheless.
Yeah, really cool. Good music as well. Did you enjoy the music? I really liked it.
Again, the Streets of Rage comparison doesn't do it any favours, because I was expecting like a Yuzo Koshiro sort of Mega Drive mix.
Fair enough. I mean, there's one piece, I don't know the names of any of the tracks, but the music has been done by Craig Barnes, and there's one piece of music that literally sounds almost exactly like the theme from Commando, the Arnold Schwarzenegger movie. Still, if it's there. Not the same, it's heavily inspired by it, and that made me smile. So that's been Streets of Rogue, being put out by Tiny Build and produced by, well, Matt Drabrowski. Well done, sir. Well done, as you seem to be almost the only developer properly working on this. It's a hell of a thing to put out all by yourself, and I think for the most part you really knocked that one out of the park. And I think most people should definitely check this out on Xbox, as me and Richard have done, also on Nintendo Switch, as I have done. And yeah, it's out right now. And I think that brings us to the end of another episode of Experience Kills. I have been Ben. You can find me at DIYE on Twitter. You can find us as Experience Kills on Twitter at Experience Kills. Obviously, you've just watched this or listened to it on YouTube, or as it's also available as a podcast, maybe on iTunes or Spotify or directly from the RSS feed we provide. And if you haven't listened to it in that way and you might find that easier, all the links to that are provided in the YouTube description. We would like nothing more than a like and subscribe. That's all we ask on YouTube. That would definitely help us out. And we'll be back very soon. But before I go, I want to say, Richard, where can they find you on Twitter?
I'm at Colonel Red on Twitter.
Fantastic. So until next time, bye-bye.
Bye.
1
2
3
4